20th Sunday, Year C. A reading from the prophet Jeremiah. Then the chief men said to the king, "Have this man put to death, for he is discouraging the remaining soldiers in the city, and all the people too, by talking like this. This man is seeking not the welfare of the people, but their ruin." King Zedekiah answered, "Do what you think right. He is in your hands, for the king can do nothing without you." So they took Jeremiah and put him into the storage well of the king's son, Malchiah, in the court of the guard, letting him down with ropes. There was no water in the storage well, only mud, and into the mud Jeremiah sank. Ebed-Melech came out from the palace and spoke to the king, saying, "My lord king, these men have acted wickedly in all they have done to the prophet Jeremiah. They have thrown him into the storage well. He will starve to death there, since there is no food left in the city." So the king gave Ebed-Melech, the Ethiopian, an order, saying, "Take 3 men with you from here, and pull the prophet Jeremiah out of the storage well before he dies." The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Lord, come to my aid. Lord, come to my aid. I waited for the Lord, and he stooped down to me. He heard my cry. Lord, come to my aid. He drew me from the deadly pit, from the miry clay. He set my feet upon a rock, made my footsteps firm. Lord, come to my aid. He put a new song into my mouth, praise of our God. Many shall see and fear, and shall trust in the Lord. Lord, come to my aid. Poor and needy as I am, the Lord is mindful of me. You are my rescuer, my help. O my God, do not delay. Lord, come to my aid. A reading from the letter to the Hebrews. Therefore, since we have such a great cloud of witnesses around us, we too should throw off everything that weighs us down and the sin that clings so closely, and with perseverance keep running in the race which lies ahead of us, keeping our eyes fixed on Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of our faith. For the sake of the joy which lay ahead of him, he endured the cross, disregarding the shame of it, and has taken his seat at the right of God's throne. Think of the way he endured such opposition from sinners, and then you will not lose heart and come to grief. In the fight against sin, you have not yet had to keep fighting to the point of bloodshed. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Alleluia, 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 alleluia. My sheep listen to my voice, says the Lord. I know them, and they follow me. Alleluia, 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 alleluia. The Lord be with you and with your spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus said to his disciples, "I have come to bring fire to the earth, and how I wish it were already lit. There is a baptism I must still receive, and what constraint I am under until it is completed. Do you suppose that I am here to bring peace on earth? No, I tell you, but rather division. For from now on, a household of 5 will be divided, 3 against 2 and 2 against 3, father opposed to son, son to father, mother to daughter to mother, mother-in-law to daughter-in-law to mother-in-law." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.